Hi, I'm Kat, marketer turned brand storyteller.
And I'm Candace, educator turned entrepreneur.
And you're listening to
Not Nice, Clever.
We're two introverts who speak on stages around the country and work with top personal brands, who also unapologetically require 24 to 48 hours of recovery time on the couch in our favorite sweats, all Netflix and no chill.
And to be clear, we're not quiet or nice. Together, we're redefining what it means to be an introvert who means business. It's time to show up and show off. Are you in?
In today's mini episode of Not Nice Clever, we are talking about questions and understanding of how to approach hiring a particular team member for your organization, your agency, your team. And that is the ever crucial role in this age of social media manager, aka SMM, aka social wizard, aka social assistant, all of those things. This is such a crucial role, but Candace and I see it so often mishired for or misunderstood, or you think you're getting one thing and then you get another, or not even knowing what it is that you want or knowing how that person on the other end of the line operates as a human being, as a business person. So we're giving you our hot takes and experience of how we went through and hired our own individual social media managers. And we'll probably eventually at some point this year hire one for the podcast. That's what we're focusing on today. So Candace, before we even get to the let's post a job posting, because that's probably where the Clever Crew things we start. Yeah, way before that. You guys know we go deep. So where do people start with this?
So typically as a brand strategist, I help my clients to define their mission, vision, values, their ideal client. We get really clear on those pieces of their brand. And a natural next step is then how do you amplify what we've defined and how do you share that with your audience? Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times as I'm working with clients, the next natural step is to find someone to support in that. Now, here's where things get a little bit messy. Not all social media managers are created equally. And even though they're using a title of social media manager, it doesn't mean that they do 1,000 or 1,000,000 tasks that you think that they're going to do. Mm-hmm. And so before you even engage in the conversation, I would like for you to sit down and make a list of 3 to 5 things that you hope to get out of working with a social media manager. And what you might discover is you might realize that you really are looking for a video editor, mm-hmm. or you're really looking for a copywriter, or you're really looking for a VA. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is that you're looking for yet because you haven't yet made your list. So I want you to see where your pain points are. Are you struggling to post because you don't know what to write in the caption? Are you struggling to post because you're not good at setting up the video in the perfect angle, perfect lighting, and you don't know what to say on that video? Are you struggling because you record the video, but then you don't know how to edit and add captions and add text on screen? Because that's an editor, right? So I want you to write down those things. And then when you are interviewing people, and I typically go on Instagram and I type in social media manager.
Yeah, you do.
Or whatever. Yeah, I type in whatever I'm looking for, or podcast manager. That's how we found Lily, okay? Mm-hmm. So go on Instagram and search that. As you're having your consultations, this is your time to say, hey, these are the 3 to 5 things I really need help with. And let them tell you if that is their area of expertise or not. Mm-hmm. They might be able to say, you know what? Actually, no, I don't do any editing. I only post for you, or only write captions, or I do hashtag research, whatever it is that they do. And then you can understand that that's not a good fit for you, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to work with someone that's not a good fit for them either. So it's good to know what your needs are prior to going into that conversation. Because I know a lot of people were they find someone on social media and then they hire them and they pay them $500 a month. And then they get a feed full of Canva graphics and they get 2 likes and no comments. And then they're like, Candace, but I hired a social media manager. I'm like, okay, but what were your struggles before? Mm-hmm. And was this person the answer to those struggles? And you would have known that that was not a good fit.
Had you gone through
during that conversation, had you gone through the process.
Exactly. I think another important thing to understand, and this can be more of a collaborative approach when you do eventually go through the interview process, is understand what your business goals are. I know Yes. we're talking to an audience that is very ROI conscious. They are watching every dollar that goes out because they're an entrepreneur. They're the engine that powers their business. And we take that seriously, regardless of if that's a $900 a month investment or a $9,000 a month investment. You still want to see ROI. So I think come to the conversation and know what business goals you have from hiring this person on your team. Are you looking for more awareness, more community building, to grow your email list because you do see ROI from there with the sequences and the segmenting and the newsletters that you send out on that channel? Are you looking for bookings? Are you looking for appointments, right? If you're a real estate agent or a hairstylist or an interior designer, what are those measurable things that you know will make you feel better about the investment, knowing that social is a longer term play? It's not as quick of a payoff as, let's say, paid ads, but Candace, we know this, it attracts more qualified leads that know, like, and trust Yes. you. So it's a better investment in that way. But come to the conversation with 2 to 3 business goals and be very frank and transparent. Rip that Band-Aid off. Don't tiptoe around it. It's your money that you're investing. I had conversations with clients where they were like afraid to have the ROI conversation with their team members because they didn't want to put pressure on them or make them feel bad. I'm like, there's no good or badness in here. It's, this is business, and you need to communicate clearly what you're hoping to get out of it so that you can give your team member the best chance on delivering, or saying, I'm not the right person for it.
Yeah. And you also want to have realistic goals. Like, a red flag for me would be you hopping on a call with a social media manager and them saying, oh, I'm going to get you 100,000 followers this month. That'd be a huge red flag.
Or
I'm going to get you a promise of any amount of followers is already red flag. No, for me, I'm gone. Mm-hmm. Because that's not the thing. And we know that there are ways for people to buy followers and give you views and all that stuff, but we're not about those hacks. What we're really looking for is exactly what you just said, Kat. And that's, how many consultations am I trying to book this month? Am I going from booking 2 consultations last month to 8 the following month? Mm-hmm. That's a cool and good measurable goal.
Yeah.
And if you set things up right in your bio and you create the right content, you talk about the right things in your stories, that is a feasible goal for you. Mm-hmm. And so thinking about your goals as something that is realistic, mm-hmm. and just, you know, the million followers thing always gets me.
Oh my gosh, it does, because it does not solve the problem you think it's going to solve. I think the other kind of more qualitative aspect to reflect on before you start the interview process is considering something as seemingly innocuous as time zone. Is it important that your team members are within your time zone or within a few hours of your time zone? Now, I'm speaking from experience. I did hire internationally early on in my career, and it worked. It got me from there to here. But now, with how busy, the busier I have become, the more important it is for my team members to be on almost as the same page as me when it comes to time zones, because last minute things come up. Sometimes I miss a recording date and I got to record something on the fly and we got to get edited so that we can put it out there and stay consistent. So for me specifically, that was important. It might not be for you, but I think that that will also help you narrow and refine your search. I think the other thing to consider too is, how do you work best? How do you collaborate best? How do you communicate best? I don't mind text messages with my team members. Like, I'm okay having that boundary open with them. I also don't mind on Slack. Email, the shit gets buried. I've got SaneBox.
Don't email me.
Don't, please don't email me. If it's like you want a response within 24 hours, you hit me up on Slack. If you need something within a few hours, you text me. You use those right. communication guidelines. So ask the person, like, are you comfortable text messaging? That's a very personal form of communication. And be very frank, you know, that's how you work best. Or voice notes, like, are you okay with voice notes? Does that work for you? So knowing how you communicate best can also help really kind of set the tone of working with somebody who acknowledges that and honors it. And it just makes everything easier so that the things on paper and off paper match and gel and vibe. And we just want good vibes, don't we?
Yeah. Good vibes.
Good vibes. Good people.
That's what everything's all about.
It is.
You also want to make sure that you ask for testimonials. Make sure that you understand that they have worked with other clients who are also happy with their social media. And one thing that I recommend is you can ask to see their other clients' social media accounts. But what I don't want you to get caught up in is I don't want you to be like, oh, but they only have 3,000 followers, or oh, they only have 1,500 followers. I don't care about that. I want you to look at the quality of the content that's in the feed. Mm-hmm. Like, does this content tell a story? Does it show expertise? Is it engaging? What does it look like? Like, that's what I want you to pay attention to instead of the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Well, we hope this episode has been helpful. In true Clever Crew fashion, we started with the intentional, the foundational that sets you up for success. If you have other questions about what to look for or what to ask when hiring your social media manager or another team member, or if you want us to do a full on this episode, slide into the DMs. You know the drill. We would love to record
an episode for you.
Don't even try. The emails are closed. DMs only. Catch you later.
Thanks for joining us on Not Nice, Clever.
Remember to follow our podcast wherever you listen to audio.
And if you found today's episode valuable, please share it with your friends.
No gatekeeping here. Remember, we love to see our Clever crew grow.
Signing off, you're not so nice, but oh so clever besties that mean business.
See you soon.